Tony has texted in, "G'day, Matt. Jai McNeil couldn't have spoken to the great Johnny Letts because he took off from the 3,200-metre mark." You're right about that, Tony. However, if there's one person I could tip to get a word in, no matter how far you are away at Flemington, it is the great Johnny Letts. Time now for a betting update with Paul Sebastiani. Bet Deluxe is serious betting for serious punters, and please gamble responsibly. The number 1-800-858-858. G'day, Paul. Let's start with NRL head-to-head. Round 15, of course, kicking off tonight.
We shall indeed, yeah. The South Sydney Rabbitohs and the Brisbane Broncos are going head-to-head tonight. The Rabbitohs are your $1.12 favourites at the head-to-head. Broncos, $6.20. The line, there has been a big push for the Souths at the line. It opened up at around about that 15.5 to 16.5 mark earlier this week. It's now gone out to 18.5, which is $1.91 minus 18.5 in favour of the Souths. And the Broncos at the plus 18.5 is $1.89. And your first try scorer markets for that game tonight as well. Alex Johnson at $5. And then we've got Tane Milne at $8. Cody Walker, $8.50. Latrell Mitchell and Dane Gagai on the same line of betting at around $9, and Campbell Graham at $9.50, and then it's basically double figures the rest. So Alex Johnson, very well fancied to score the first try tonight.
He's good at it, so I'm not surprised. What about AFL head-to-head, mate?
Yeah, we've got a big game tomorrow night. Geelong v the Western Bulldogs. And as I said last night, we've got a crowd confirmed for that game as well. So 7,000 will be in attendance. Geelong $1.61. The Bulldogs $2.31 in that game. The line set at 7.5. The plus 7.5 and minus 7.5, both at $1.90 each of two. So that's going to be a cracking game. It's really going to shape the top four as we head towards another big weekend of footy, Matt.
Euro 2020. So we had a couple of results this morning, Wales defeating Turkey 2-0, and then Italy defeating Switzerland 3-0. So we've got one today, Ukraine, North Macedonia, and then a couple early tomorrow morning, and then a good one tomorrow as well with Sweden, Slovakia. So what are the markets saying here?
We do indeed, yeah. The first game tonight from 11 p.m, Ukraine $1.67. The draw in that game is $3.60, and North Macedonia are the $5.25 outsiders in that. And then we've got, well, pretty much one of the tournament favourites, Belgium. They're $2, even money to defeat Denmark tomorrow morning, who are the $4 outsiders. The draw in that one is at $3.20. And then the last game from tomorrow morning at 5 a.m, Netherlands $1.57 to defeat Austria, who are the $6 outsiders, and the draw set at $4 at the moment. But your favourites for the actual tournament overall are France at around $4.50. But the big firmer overnight was Italy. They're now second favourites to win it at around the $5.50, $6 quote. So the Italians are also the first team to qualify out of the group stages as well. So we might be looking towards those two teams going all the way this year, Matt.
France's next game, Saturday night against Hungary. Just finally and quickly, Rose Hill and Flemington Racing.
Yeah, we've got feature racing, the McCall Cup from Rose Hill. Favourite in that race is a horse called Stockman. Sam Clipperton and Joseph Pride combined. It's a $5 elect, but the money has been for Berdebeck, Brenton Abdullah and John O'Shea. It's been $12 into $10 with betdeluxe.com.au. So a little each-way push there in race 7 at Rose Hill. And then Flemington, stakes racing up the straight as well. The Creswick, one of my favourite horses, is going up the straight here. The horse is called Curran. So race 7, number 1, Curran. It's a $5 elect at the moment, $2 a place as well. Probably one of the best each-way bets this weekend, Matt. So race 7, number 1, Curran at Flemington.
On you, Paul. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up next week.
No worries. Chat there, mate. All the best.
Paul Sebastiani there from Bet Deluxe, Australian-owned and operated. The helpline to gamble responsibly, 1-800-858-858. Time for the news.